Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Here are some of the factors that make it difficult for companies to outsource research and development to Eastern European companies. According to a new study, Eastern Europe has a high-quality and robust university system that prepares professionals for a wide range of disciplines, from computer science and engineering to business administration and management. In Eastern European countries such as Ukraine, software developers have a higher degree in software engineering than their counterparts in the United States. In others, tech college graduates take professional English courses and are well-versed in IT slang and terminology. The number of foreign companies setting up their own development teams in Eastern Europe is growing steadily and is expected to reach 4.5% by the end of 2020. The Hungarian technology pool is growing steadily, with around 20,000 tech students graduating each year from ICT colleges and universities. Since over 90% of the technology market in Belarus is heavily linked to exports, the state support will support the further development of the market. The state's high-tech park initiative is part of a system created to help technology professionals and businesses. The region has a well-deserved reputation as one of the world's leading outsourcing markets for technology companies. All 10 Eastern European countries have taken a leading position in developing their own technology markets. However, deciding which software development services to outsource is a difficult decision, and Eastern Europe remains one of the most attractive outsourcing destinations. Countries such as Ukraine, Poland, and Romania are leaders in offering services related to high technology and offer an enormous availability of IT resources. Poland is the second largest market for software development in Eastern Europe, followed by the Czech Republic, Hungary, Romania, and Slovakia with a total of 1.5 million software developers. Ukraine and Poland and Romania are leaders in the Eastern European software development market, offering a wide range of IT resources and services related to cutting-edge technologies such as software engineering, web development, data analysis, and cloud computing. Ukraine remains the leading software development destination in Eastern Europe, with a total of 1.5 million software developers in the region and an estimated more than half of the country's software developers. The Czech Republic and Hungary have established a competitive position in the IT outsourcing sector with average annual growth rates of 2.2% and 3% respectively. Countries such as Moldova, Bulgaria, and Belarus have fallen behind the market leaders, with average annual growth rates of 2.5% and 3.2% respectively. Eastern Europe is home to many of the world's largest technology companies, including Google, Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, Intel, Samsung, and Microsoft. They have a well-developed IT industry and have much in common, although most of them were part of the USSR. What unites these countries even more is their invincible desire for improvement. At this point, they are considering outsourcing to Eastern Europe to provide a new impetus to gain access to skilled labor, reduce costs, and tap new growth opportunities. But they remain in the midst of a long-term economic crisis, with high unemployment and poverty. This article summarizes and compares some of the key aspects of outsourcing software development in the region. IT is already defined as software development and information technology. Eastern Europe has become an established outsourcing location for software development, offering a much higher level of quality than what can be found in countries such as India or the Philippines. As far as I know, the quality of software developers in Eastern Europe is significantly lower than that of American specialists. To provide a clearer view of the salaries of developers in the market, I decided to compare the developers side by side and take into account the fact that Ukraine is one of the most populous countries in Eastern Europe with a population of more than 1.5 million people. Here's a comparison of the salaries of developers in Ukraine with those in other parts of Europe and the USA. Get the data on the state of the Ukrainian IT market and discover why Ukraine is the most likely country in Eastern Europe to outsource software development by 2020. It turns out that even if you have the opportunity to select the right software development market, to build the product and bring it to market is expensive. In addition, Doe said, DAX has been recognized as one of the best IT employers in Ukraine and has obtained several certifications that confirm the high quality of the company's services, including several certifications that attest to the high quality of its services. The company has already helped more than 300 customers from all over the world to develop their own software, development teams in Eastern Europe and Ukraine. To expand its team of software developers to Ukraine, the company provides a range of value-added services, ranging from software development to marketing and business to management consulting services and technical support. This was Tech Field in Eastern Europe, by Tech Field in Eastern Europe, and this was episode number 1. My name is Adrian Bailey, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.